This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the American real estate market, this news today. Housing starts, that is, just like it sounds, the number of homes on which ground was broken last month, has hit its highest level since 2008. If the pace keeps up, it'll be 1 million new homes by the end of the year, which is a whole lot of homes. So what kind of houses do consumers want, and what kinds are builders building? Marketplace's Sally Herships has that story.
So where are consumers spending when they're building their new houses?
They are spending a lot of money in the kitchen and in the master bath.
Kira Sterling is chief marketing officer for Toll Brothers, a custom home builder.
Like man caves, cathedral ceilings, additional bedrooms and bathrooms.
And possibly my favorite feature, the bonus room. Extra space in your house for whatever you want.
They are a little bit bigger than before the recession. They're particularly bigger than during the recession.
David Crow is chief economist for the National Association of Home Builders. He says the average size of homes fell during the recession, but now it's picking up again.
But that has more to do with the fact that only those with very good credit ratings and employment histories can purchase right now, can get a mortgage.
Crow says while single-family home construction is up over last year, the rise in housing building is really due to new apartments. Younger workers often don't have cash for a mortgage. But for those who can afford a brand new home, there's a new trend, smaller houses in a more urban area. That's according to Susan Wachter. She teaches real estate and finance at Wharton.
There is an actual increase in demand for city living, for being closer to transit, for less commuting.
Wachter also says for those buying homes on smaller lots, it's because land prices are coming back strong. From my rented New York City apartment, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.